for those that need to wake up a little bit, it's why.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Our daily dose of
don't do that.
Well, as it's going on, the Sweet 16 round about to start. Actually, I think they're going to play these games for the women's college basketball tournament there at Dickey's Arena. And there was a little trickaroo in the Louisville versus Duke matchup. The Duke ultimately won the game 58-55. Louisville lined up at the opposite end, and that caused Duke to defend the wrong basket.
And some confusion by the Blue Devils defending the wrong end of the floor to begin the third quarter.
Like the whole team was at the wrong end in Louisville.
So the very beginning of this third quarter, Louisville sets up on the opposite end of the floor, the quick dish. And Breonna Jackson cashes in for the easy basket.
There you go. Nonetheless, though, the Blue Devils ended up winning the game. A little trick-a-roo that made Duke for a minute feel...
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Boy.
We've lost a lot of good folks lately. Eric Dane, James Vanderbeek, Chuck Norris. And let's not forget about Abby's dad.
Yeah.
She is a TikToker. No podcast, but does have some interesting insight on the judicial process, namely because her mom keeps getting summons for a certain someone.
So my mom just called me and said my dad got called for jury duty, but like he obviously couldn't make it because he died 2.5 years ago.
Oh dear.
So then you got another letter in the mail that was like, there are going to be repercussions for you not showing up to your scheduled jury duty date. And we'll send you other date options. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to be able to make the other dates that they send him. Yeah. You know, should we just call him and be like, hey, can you not?
Yeah. I mean, it is a little perplexing. I've kind of dealt with this in different aspects.
Yeah.
And
that's one way to get out of it.
There's no manager for this.
It's extreme. It's extreme.
Can you not?
Boy, she sounds like a TikToker.
That's not.
Can you not?
Let us go to Plano, as they have just seized $100,000+ in stolen goods in what they call, in a months-long investigation, Operation Mario Kart.
Oh.
Yeah, it broke up a retail theft ring that followed a raid in Irving that recovered more than $100,000 in stolen goods. $42,000 of that was in cash. And a huge collection of video games. Which I can't imagine how many video games that would have been. Because, like, GameStop will only give you, like, $5 for them anyway.
It's-a me.
That's right. Dum, 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 dum. By the way, they caught him with a spiked turtle shell.
Mario.
Times are tough out there, but fear not. A savior has arrived to save the day. DeShalon Jelks is accused of robbing a credit union in Alaska after handing the teller a note. Demanded money for a very good reason. You see, he was armed with the authority of Jesus.
Okay.
They handed it over because if Jesus says to do it, you do it. And then quickly caught him with his offering plate at a nearby Costco.
That's not.
Police found $1,701 and DeShalon asked if he would be getting it back while under arrest. Amen.
Well, at least one person will forgive him.
It's a me.
Yeah,
see,
but
that's
otherwise,
how that works.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay for that.
Shame. Not shame.
So sometimes, like shame. A big sin. Okay. All right. We're good on the shame.
Shame.
Right.
He's leaning in.
I have a lot of shame.
Can you not?
I mean, it was blasphemy. It was deserved. So sometimes a semi-truck crashes on the highway and people then run all over to loot pieces of the wreckage and take it for their
own. Don't do that.
But not always. Specifically, this crashed semi-truck that has been sitting underneath a bridge in Missouri for over 3 weeks now. It's right under I-44 Phelps County, and it's been sitting there. It crashed early March into a guardrail right by Jerome, Missouri, sending 40,000 pounds of its load down with it. Now, there's a lot of state agencies bickering with the trucking company on who's going to pay for this, who's going to move it, and it's a stalemate right now.
Oh boy.
But the good news is every bit of what it was hauling is still there. 40,000 pounds of tofu.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, nobody
So there is nothing crazier than a mom whose child has been bullied. Even worse when the kiddo has special needs. But there is a process to handle all this. This is not it. Shannon Tafuga was furious that a fellow student was pushing around her son who happens to have autism. So she kept this child at her home until he apologized, then threatened to have her husband beat him up.
Oh, dear.
She's now been charged with child kidnapping.
That escalated quickly.
And aggravated child abuse.
Well, that's... Dum, 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 dum. Well earned. Well, let's talk about this mom in Kansas City. Recently bought a Barbie, but was a little shocked when the kiddo opened it up inside the car. So actually, the lady said her husband opened it, and when he did, just a bunch of white powder bursted out.
Oh, boy.
It was like a poof in the car. And they were like, whoa, what is this? Police later confirmed that fentanyl had been taped inside the back of several Barbie doll packages.
Terrifying.
Now, they didn't mess with the dolls themselves, but the packaging had been used to, well, hide it. And the mom saying, obviously, it was terrifying, thinking a kid could have opened it instead. Authorities say five Barbies that they found in this whole lot were affected on this. And they've now all been recovered. Luckily, no injuries were reported. I thought after the movie that Mattel was doing okay with that, but now Barbie's a drug deal?
Yeah, hi, Ken.
I don't know. We had such high hopes. Although that Malibu house does not pay for itself.